Good morning, everyone. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Soulflower Psychic Greetings. I'm your host, Brandon Thompson, and I want to thank you for tuning in this morning and joining our Soulflower Garden. We're going to have a great show, and I know we'll see some beautiful soulflowers come through. It's been a little while since I've been on the air with Blog Talk. I've been very busy with some other projects going on, and I'm looking forward to getting back onto Blog Talk and talking to some other people and see what flowers come up for them. And I just want to go into a little bit more about soul flowers and what they're about. And everybody who I read for comes through as a flower that is unique to them. And it's all based off of energy. And when I ask you for your name, you can provide me your full name or just your first name. And a flower will come to me in my mind's eye, and I'll explain to you what that flower is. And we can certainly have more of the same type of flower, like two people can have a tulip, but they could be completely different with their colors and their energies to them, and I'm going to try to explain everything I can to them, what the flower wants to tell them. So it's very unique to their spirit, their soul, and the spiritual journey that they're on, and that's what makes it unique. For example, I've even had a Venus flytrap come through, and that was a really interesting reading at that time, but that's what needed to come through, and those were the messages that needed to be told to that person. And so, along with that soul flower reading, it's all based off of energy, and I'm going to ask you for your name, and I'm going to see, you know, the colors to it. Is it animated? What kind of feelings come through? It can tell me about your chakras, relationships, past lives, whatever the flower wants to tell you, that's what's going to come up. So it can be any kind, and I'm going to go into that information for you. So when I take your call, you can provide your full name or just your first name, and then I'll just kind of sit quietly and see what comes through, and then I'll explain to you what that flower is and what's going on with it. And then you have a chance to ask me one question if you'd like. So hopefully everybody understands that part, and why don't we go ahead and take our first caller. We've got about just a little under 30 minutes today, so I'll try to get to everybody as soon as I can, and so be patient with me, but let's see what we have coming up. So I'm going to go ahead and take our first caller, and we'll go from there. Thank you. Hi, good morning. Welcome to Soulflower Psychic Greetings.
Hi, good morning. This is Donna from California. Hi.
Hey, Donna. How's it going in California today?
Yeah, good. The fires are over with, the mudslides, so yeah.
Everything status quo now. Good. All right. Well, thanks for calling in. And so why don't we see what flower comes up for you, if you don't mind telling me your name again, please.
Donna.
So your flowery I've got is a lily, and there's a lot of energy inside of you. And this lily has got some yellows, got some whites going on, but this flower is completely opened up as if it's just wanting to project itself, get out there in the world, show who you are and what's going on. And so there's a part of you that just wants to come out, you know, and just give that essence to the world. And so it's like you're peeling some layers off of you to let go of some old things to really show the people what kind of person who you are, what you're all about. And so there's a lot of growth that I see within you and the direction you're heading. And the flower is going straight up and down, so I feel like you're on your path and the direction that you're taking is what you're supposed to be doing. When I look at this stem, you've got a lot of support also that's coming from around you. And it's a very vibrant color. It looks like when you were younger in life, there were some there's some old energy that you need to let go of that so that you can continue growing. But you feel like you're not an old soul, you're not a young soul, you're kind of in that, I'd say you're like in your early 20s type of thing, is what I can see. And so this flower is just really projecting itself out to the universe and wanting to take on a lot in life right now. Does that sound accurate to you?
Yeah, except for the age.
The age? Well, I'm not saying that you're 22, I'm just saying that you as a soul... Yeah. Uh-huh. You as a soul feel like you're not a young soul or an old soul. You're kind of in that, you know, early years, I guess you could say, but still have some experience going on, and so you still get it, but have a lot to learn yet, as we all do.
Exactly.
What question would you have for me today?
Yeah, I wanted to know. I'd like to meet someone. I'd like to meet a guy and be in a committed relationship. And I wanted to know what you're picking up on that for me, please.
Okay, Donna, and I think that's why your flower is really trying to project yourself out there and send that energy out into the universe, looking for that fine person to come into your life. Let me see what I can feel on that. I feel like it's work related, and what I'm getting on that is there's a networking that's going on, or it's a person through work, or somehow connected to your work that you would meet somebody. I feel like there's a person who's kept their eye on you to help make this mingle come together, if that makes sense. But I feel it's all work-related, or someone you know through work who you can meet somebody. Does that make sense?
Well, I'm not working right now, but maybe in my next job.
Okay. Is that going to be happening for you soon in your next job? Are you looking for work, or is it?
I'm looking for work. I don't have any yet.
Okay. So I feel that when that energy starts going for you, when you find that job and you get settled in, that's where I feel like that other person is going to come into your life. So,
okay.
Yeah. So that's kind of where you're going to be out socializing more. You're going to meet new people. But that's the energy that I pick up for you in regards to that finding a new person to join your life.
Okay, wonderful. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Thank you, Donna, for that. I appreciate it. And so why don't we go ahead and take our next caller. And I have got, let's see here, bear with me a moment. I'm working the computer system here. Hi, this is Brandon. Welcome to Soulflower Psychic Readings. How are you today?
Oh, I'm okay. How are you? This is an interesting
show. Doing great. Well, thanks. A little bit unique. I'm glad that you were able to join me in this, and let's see what kind of flower comes up for you. So please give me your name.
Edward says Allison.
Yeah, one more time, please.
Allison.
Allison, you have a very strong flower that's coming through. I've got some purples, I've got some yellows, and I've got some whites. This looks kind of like a cross between a lily and a daisy, because the petals on it are very, very wide, and they're sticking straight out. And so it also feels like you're kind of like a satellite, because it's also sticking straight up, and so it tells me that you're on your path also. With that purple and yellow, that's a little bit of a spiritual component that I'm seeing for you, that you're like that satellite. You're wanting to receive messages. You're wanting to get that search out to the universe of which you're looking for. When I see the center of this flower, I see four or five different growing, I wish I knew my flower anatomy a little bit better, but I see like there's little pops coming out of this flower that are searching or putting the feelers out there. They're kind of, it looks like they're looking around. So it's like you've had something hidden inside of you for a long time, and it's just finally been able to come out because there's like a newness, as if you were on a new planet and you're searching for all these new things. And so these little eyeballs are sticking out, and they're just trying to familiarize themselves with what's going on around them, trying to take note, be observant of everything that's going on. So this flower has such a strong foundation of what you got going in your life that it's creating that energy for you to feel safe and secure about what you're trying to find or what you're looking for. It feels like there's just amount of time or a process that you have to go through right now that is about looking around and taking the time to discover new things for yourself. Does this make sense to you?
Yes, it does. At this time, yes, it does.
Okay. All right. What question do you have for me?
Well, actually, it relates to it. It's in sync with the flower description, and that is that I want to reinvent my life, in particular my work life, and get back on my path of meaningful work and creative work. This is part of my life calling, my purpose. So that's what that's a process I'm pursuing right now. But I just stumped. I don't know what it's even going to look like at this point. I just know I need to get on that path.
Let me get your name one more time. Just gives me a boost of energy.
Uh-huh, Allison.
You know, the first thing I get out of that is like an interior design or putting things together or constructing things, creating a space or an area for people to feel good about themselves. And that's just kind of what I'm picking up for you is that creative design, something along those lines. Does that make sense?
I have a flair for that. Very, very visual, but that's not actually not my career. That's not my calling in my life. You know, it's not my,
okay.
The reason I was born, which is,
right.
You know, it's just like having a talent, but it's not my calling.
Okay. I understand. And that was just the energy that I was picking up for you was, designing areas,
yeah.
You know, using that creativity,
yeah.
Creating spaces.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's not. I enjoy that kind of like to have a talent for it, but you know it's well I don't know how else to
okay.
say it. This is it's not my calling, not my purpose, not
gotcha.
my future, not my past
All right.
either.
So if you know that what your calling is, then what is it that you're trying to pursue?
Well, I want to spend some time because you know I know you have a short show, so you know just
okay.
Yeah, you know,
but
it's in the
right.
communications business. It's in the communications business, so
okay.
You know.
All right. I wish
so
I could have given you more information
yeah.
on that. I was just finding
yeah.
you what came to me.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, though. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
You.
Have a good day.
Okay. Bye.
Yes, ma'am. Bye, bye. All right. Thank you, Alice, for that. And why don't we go ahead and take our next caller? Hi, this is Brandon. Welcome to Soulflower.
Hi, Brandon. My name is Julia. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Julia. Thank you for joining. Let's see what comes up for you.
You know, it's
so I'm getting
funny because... Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, I was just about to say that I'm getting a tulip for you, which is also purple. And when I look at this tulip, it comes straight up out of the ground, and then it starts to curve to the right. And then there's this really strong, heavy leaf on the left side, opposite of the direction that it's turning. And so when I'm looking at this tulip, which has purple and yellow in it, it's kind of veering off of its path of what it's supposed to be doing. But it feels like this leaf over here, which is a contract or it's another person in your life that is trying to help balance you out. Like they're holding half of the space for you or they're trying to hold half of that energy. And it's trying to balance you so you don't go too far off of center. Does that make sense to you?
Not really.
Of like another person who's trying to bring balance into your life? Okay. And so when I'm also looking at this tulip, that it's got the purples and yellows, which to me is also a spiritual component to yourself. And it feels like there's just a little bit of a heaviness to it that you need to kind of bring yourself back up, you know, by going deep within and just kind of expressing things that you need to get off your mind to get back onto center. And this other person who I see is involved is who you need to communicate with to kind of get back on your path. And that's just what comes up for me, what I see.
Okay.
What question do you have for me?
I wanted to see what you pick up around relocating for me.
Okay.
Making a physical move.
Okay, and let me get your name one more time, please.
Julia.
There's just a little bit of energy about relocating. What energy do I do pick up on that is that it's short distance. I don't feel like it's across the country or anything like that, but I feel it's within, you know, a close distance or a driving distance of a day from where about relocating for yourself. It feels like there's some attachments to where you're at currently that are kind of holding you back about finding this other place or relocating. But I do feel that it is within a day's drive of where you're at. So, and when I look at a map, it feels like it's more south or southwest is the direction that you need to go. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I'm actually in the south right now.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay.
When you say attachments, do you get anything more on that attachment part? You said there's attachments to where I am now?
Right.
It feels
like there's a man that's also holding that space or, you know, not wanting you to go, or that there's just something about this male individual that's trying to, like as if there was a cord attached to you and he's holding you back from the relocation. But I just pick up a male energy about that too, that's holding you back.
Okay, so I could go without there being an issue. It's just them trying to hold me back, not me holding me back. Or like something important that's holding me. Okay. Okay, that's what I want to know.
Okay. Letting go of some old energy and just, you know, standing in your power and being strong and trusting and believing in what's ahead of you to knowing that it's going to work out. But, you know, just kind of ask for that cord to be detached and to be let go so you can move forward with your life.
Perfect. Awesome. Well, thank you so much. That was wonderful. Appreciate that.
Hey, thank you for listening. I appreciate that.
All right, thank you. Have a great day.
Have a good day. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Great. All right, let's go ahead and we'll take another caller. What I'm looking at here, bear with me a moment. Okay. Hi, this is Brandon. Welcome to Soulflower Psychic Greetings.
Hi, Brandon. This is Nancy.
Hey, Nancy. How's it going today?
Great.
Good, good. I hope you're enjoying the show so far. Let's go ahead and see what flower comes up for you. Please tell me your name one more time.
Okay, Nancy.
Wow, there was some really strong energy that came through right there. It was just like, boom, okay. So it's like, hold on a minute, let me just get this energy coming through. It feels like this flower, and it feels like it's just kind of traveling through the universe. Like it's got a plan, it's got a mission, it's on its way, and it knows where it wants to go. And so I feel like this flower is kind of just out in space right now, but it has a trajectory, it has a mission of where it's about to go. And when I look at this flower, it looks like a lily that is a stargazer. Imagine that out in space. And there's only like three or four of the petals that are there. I see two on the side when you're looking at it straight on, and there's one facing forward in the direction it's going, but the one in the back is kind of smaller, but it's a stargazer, and it's going straight up and down, which means you're exactly on your path, and I feel like you're also an old soul. But this, it's just so much you have a mission of what's going on, and you're just being patient, you're allowing the time to go by, and you still feel like it feels like there's still a long way to go with what you're trying to do, but I feel like you're very committed and you're very certain about what you're doing. Does that make sense?
Oh, okay. Absolutely.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
So please, what question can I answer for you?
Oh, well, I am studying alternative healing now, and I was just wondering my progress what do you see in the future for what I'm studying now?
Okay, and let me get your name again, please.
Nancy.
Okay. So I am still very strong about that flower going through space, and I feel like there's some asteroids around it, and you're trying to kind of dodge, and you're also very aware that they're out there, and it's about being strategic in your path and how you want to go about doing this. These asteroids, what they're symbolizing to me are other people are trying to get in your way, or they may be things that could be blocking you. So it feels like you're very methodical in about your process and doing this and the direction you're trying to go. And so what I'm saying is that be very mindful, be very aware, and be very conscious about all of these different, say, asteroids, which could be other people or just obstacles in your way. So it's about being grounded, and also just about taking your time and making the right moves to where you need to go. I feel like this is a short phase because it's like you're in an asteroid field. It's a short phase, and then once you get to the other side, I see very clear sailing about the direction you're going. And so there's a lot of intense energy out there, and I also feel like there's some channeling that you'll be doing along with your work that you have. So this is just a short period. And did that answer your question? Because that's just...
Oh, you certainly did, yeah. Everything that you said is right on.
Okay. So be patient and be aware, stay grounded about your mission and the direction you're going, and you're going to come out unscathed, and you are going to be... You're going to be in space loving it.
Oh, thank you so much.
So, good stuff going on. So it's great. And thank you for going into that type of healing. We need more of that.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
All right. Time is just zooming by here for us. And I promise the next show I do, I'm going to try to do an hour. We'll get that going. It's just been quite a while since I've been on Blog Talk, so I hope everybody is enjoying the show. Let's go ahead and let's take another caller, so bear with me a moment here and get this. Hi, this is Brandon. Welcome to Soulflower.
Hi, this is Kathy.
Hi, Kathy. How's it going today?
Good.
Kathy, you kind of feel like you've got, just kind of looking at your flower, it feels like it's a flower that's kind of planted in some cotton. So you've got like a lot of comfort and you can just kind of settle in is what your flower is doing. Let me look at more of this flower for you. It just feels like it's kind of comfortable right now. But it also kind of looks like a tree. It's got a very large bulb on it, and I'm trying to find exactly what kind of flower this is, but it feels very full. So I feel like it's very abundant flower. And I've got a lot of different colors in it. I've got some purples, yellows, and greens. But it feels like there's a tremendous amount of growth that's going on within you, and it's just expanding itself in so many different directions and living in abundance. Along with that, it's just bringing some of that comfort where you're on cotton is what it feels like. But, and you're also kind of elevated a little bit, like as if it's flying in the air. And so I feel like you're also very much straight on your path about what's going on in life. I feel like you're also young soul that I can see, but I feel like you have a lot of experience or you've been through a lot of things, because when I'm looking at this actually as a tree for you, not so much of a flower, that there's just a lot of growth that's on that, a lot of experience that's been going on with you throughout your life. Does this make sense to you?
Most of the abundance part I didn't get.
The abundance part of it? Okay.
Uh-huh.
What question do you have for me?
Employment. Do you see me getting a job offer this month? Hopefully sooner than later.
Sure. Let me get your name one more time, please.
Kathy.
So I feel like it's going to be a while. And let me try to find out more about what a while is. I get 1 to 3 months. That's the energy and that's the feeling that I get on that. It feels like there's going to be a couple interviews. I even see one that feels like it's in a downtown area in a large building that I can see, that I feel like you have an interview in this area, in this building downtown. And it also feels like there's some other jobs that you are going to or have applied to that are just sort of like, okay, I just need to get something going on, so I'm willing to, you know, maybe lower my standards. And so it just seems like there's some frustration going on with that. I feel like the direction you're going to be going or is going to be more of like possibly office or clerical, but I feel like you're in a building of some sorts with that type of work. And that time frame, I'm feeling, was 1 to 3 months. Does that resonate with you on what's kind of been going on or what you're doing? And it even feels like a hospital, though, too, type of energy is what I'm seeing. But yet, hang on here. I see hospital and I also see hotel. So it has something to do with there's many rooms in there and sort of in that kind of line of hospitality or hospitality and hospital. How does that make sense to you?
It doesn't, because I don't.
It doesn't at all. Okay.
I'm in accounting and finance.
Okay.
So, I had an interview about 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see that coming through?
I feel like you're going to get a phone call. Let me see more about that. I feel like there's a second interview or there's some additional questions that they may have for you, more information that they need. So it feels like you're still moving forward with it is what I pick up on.
Okay. Okay, but you can't see an offer or anything?
Not right now, no. I just see that they're looking into more questions and wanting, I guess, more answers to who you are, what you're about, you know, looking at the big picture, how you would fit in. So it's just kind of them doing their research, doing their homework just to make sure that, you know, you're a good candidate. Because there's other people I feel like that are involved internally in their office. And so I feel like you have a very strong presence with them. So I feel positive about it, but right now I'm just seeing that another phone call for more information from you.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. All right. I've just got a few minutes here. I think I can take one more, and hopefully I don't click on a button who I've read already before, so let's find out. Hi, this is Brandon. Welcome to Soulflower.
Hi, this is Laura. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Laura. Thanks for joining. I appreciate it. Why don't we go ahead and let's see what flower comes up for you. If you wouldn't mind repeating your name for me, please.
Laura.
So what I have for you, I have a cactus flower. So I feel like there's a part of you that's trying to keep some space between you. So, you know, with cactus, you don't want to get too close to it or you're going to get stung. So I feel like there's a little bit of space that you're trying to keep between yourself and other things. But I also feel like that a cactus flower, they bloom and they're yellow and they're very beautiful to look at. So I feel like right now you've got some growth that is going to be coming and going to be presenting yourself to be a much, a very beautiful spirit, a nice person, a happy person. But right now it just feels like there's a moment where it's just you're kind of incubating or you've got some things that you're trying to work on for yourself. But as time comes on, like springtime, this flower is going to bloom, and it's like you've passed this part of your life or this portion, this process that you're going through to where you can now feel good about who you are, what's going on, so then you can project that energy out to other people. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I would say that makes sense.
Okay. Okay, why don't we go ahead and get a question for you. I've got about a minute.
So I'm looking for work. Yeah.
Okay.
And I'd like to know what you see for me coming up around work.
Do you have anything to do with daycare or children or watching over people? Because I feel like you're managing, or not necessarily managing, but you're around a group of people that you're monitoring, whether it's adults or it's children. But I see you in that capacity as being like maybe a teacher. Does that make sense?
Nothing with children.
Okay. But what about working with a group of adults also? Because it's about monitoring and conducting working with people.
Well, that's kind of broad. I'm looking for work in the corporate field.
Okay. So along with that in the corporate field, and I mentioned working with adults and kind of monitoring, and so it may be in a sense of being a team lead or a supervisor or something, working with other people to conduct business with them, you know, in a setting of working in an office or...
Do you see that coming?
What is your question again?
I'm looking for work, and I'm actually
right.
looking for a managerial position in the corporate sector.
feels like, you know, that that's very probable for you, likely. And what I'm seeing for that is that it's like raising your vibration a little bit to attract that and sending it out more to get that. So by asking for it, to sending it out there, which I know that you're doing right now, time frame, I get within 5 months. So I've got a time period of up to 5 months that this could happen.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks so much for the reading. Have a good day.
Thank you. You do the same.
Thank you.
All right. That's all the time that we have today for Soulflower Psychic readings. And so I appreciate you, and I hope that you come in again and join the Soulflower Garden. That wraps it up for us today. And so to this end, may your flowers bloom forever bright, and that you all live in love and light. Thank you.